Section 83. Praised be Thou, O Lord my God. Thou seest my poverty and my misery, my troubles and my needs, my utter helplessness and my extreme lowliness, my lamentations and my bitter wailing, the anguish of my soul and the afflictions which beset me. The power of thy might beareth me witness. Such is the depth of mine abasement, that thy servants who have strayed far from thy path deride me. Thou knowest that I am recognized as the bearer of thy name among thy creatures. Thou knowest that my station is but an image of thy station, that my virtues recount thy virtues, that within mine inmost being naught can be found except the revelations of thy signs, and that my very essence is but a reflection of the evidences of thy unity. All these things thou hast noised abroad among thy creatures, in such wise that none can recognize me except as one who beareth thy name. I swear by thy glory. My lamentations are not for the things which have befallen me in thy path, but are due to my recognition that by reason of mine abasement, the hearts of them that love thee have been sore shaken, and the souls of thine adversaries have been so filled with joy that they rejoice over those who have detached themselves from all except thee, and have hastened towards the river of thy remembrance and praise. So great is their waywardness, that when meeting thy loved ones, they shake their heads in derision of thy cause, and say, "Where is your Lord, whom ye mention in the daytime and in the night season? Where is he to be found, whom ye call your sovereign, to whom ye summon all men to turn?" Their pride and haughtiness waxed greater and greater, until they denied the power of thy might and rejected thy sovereignty and dominion. Thy glory beareth me witness. I delight in mine own afflictions, and in the afflictions which they who love me suffer in thy path. Neither I nor they, however, are able to bear such affronts and reproaches as are uttered by thine enemies against thyself, the unrestrained. How long shalt thou remain seated, O my God, on the throne of thy forbearance and patience? Speak thou thy word of wrath, O thou whom no eyes can see. Well beloved is thy mercy unto the sincere among thy servants, and well beseeming thy chastisement of the infidels among thine enemies. Send down upon them therefore, O my Lord, that which will unmistakably reveal unto them the fury of thy wrath and the ascendancy of thy power, and will enable them to recognize the weight of thy might and the greatness of thy strength. If thou refusest, O my God, to aid them that love thee, assist thou then thine own self and him who is thy remembrance. I entreat thee by thy name that hath caused the ocean of thy wrath to surge, to chastise them who have repudiated thy truth and disowned thine utterances. Abase them then by thy might and power, and exalt such as have, wholly for thy sake, set their faces towards thee, that through them the ensigns of thy glorification may be unfurled among all nations, and thy tokens be spread abroad among all peoples, and that all may testify that thou art God, that there is none other God beside thee, the God of power, of majesty and glory.